Hello, my beautiful people on Earth. Today, I'll be interviewing a lovely woman by the name of Alice Walker. Hello, Alice.
Hello.
What were your intentions in writing the poem without commercials?
Well, I wanted people to feel more accepted and comfortable with themselves.
Why do you think people don't accept their looks or feel confident in themselves?
I feel like people compare themselves too much to others to the point where it can be extremely unhealthy. Lots of people feel like they aren't maybe as perfect as this one person they know, or maybe someone they see on the street. What I see a lot in people comparing themselves to things like shows or maybe commercials with models in them, I feel like companies don't include different looking people as much. The person always has to be skinny, muscular, extremely attractive, etc. I personally find everyone to be perfect the way they are, and I want people to know that.
Ah, have you had any other ideas to add to your poem or make it more relatable?
Actually, I have. I found a beautifully written poem by Emily Dickinson that has deeply inspired me.
Oh, and what poem may that be?
Well, it's called I'm Nobody, Who Are You? It's really a deeply written poem, very relatable to me.
What part of the poem do you find most inspiring?
I found the part, don't tell. They'd advertise, you know. I like that part a lot because it's so true. I could say one different thing about myself, and everyone would share it among everyone they know. And it would become something bigger than it was intended to be.
Okay, and what were you thinking about adding to your poem that inspired you?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I was thinking about adding a verse about how many people feel maybe as if they aren't important, or maybe invisible. That was my understanding of the poem.
A little change in the subject. How did you know that you wanted to become a writer?
Well, I've always stood up for racial, civil rights, and women rights. I just thought I'd help people accept people for who they are and let everyone be equal by writing about it.
What made you so passionate about racial, civil rights, and women rights?
Well, my family wasn't the richest. I actually grew up quite poor, and when I was pretty young, my brother had shot me in the eye with a BB gun, and I became blind in that eye. I couldn't look at people in the eyes because I thought I looked ugly, and I didn't want people to see me like that. As I got older, I got surgery to repair that scar on my eye, and that's when I got inspired to write about the equality of everyone around me. And how everyone is beautiful just the way they are.
That's really inspirational. How old were you when you started?
I've always liked writing, but I decided to publish my first book when I was about 27 years old.
What made you want to write your poem without commercials?
Well, I find everyone to be beautiful, and I didn't see why people were so hard on themselves. And I want people to see that they are beautiful and unique the way they are.
Can you elaborate more?
Everyone has that one thing, or maybe a few things, that they possibly dislike about themselves. And as you probably already know, you're your biggest critic. And we all think that we could be better, or maybe be more beautiful. And I want everyone to know how eccentric they are, but in a good way.
That's a very true statement. So, as you said, you felt insecure about your eye when you were younger, right?
Right.
And that made you want to write about the importance of self-love and acceptance?
Absolutely correct.
So, what's the next verse going to be in without commercials?
I thought my next verse would go something like this. Stop shaming yourself. You are beautiful like a flower, warm like the sun. You are never nobody, always someone.
I feel like that verse will make people believe that they can overcome their self-hate or insecurities. I like it. I feel like it's a good add-on to your already inspiring poem. Well, that's all we have for today. It was really nice talking to you, Alice.
For sure.
Okay, I'll see you all next time. Bye.